Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 1576, the one and only Queen Latifah.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
I remember my bank book and my mom opening a savings account for my brother and I as kids. And we got to put a little bit in that bank book and look at what was in our savings account. And then you grow up and you realize, wait, that's not the account that we should have had this money in. You know, we should have had it in a different account that was earning interest, or we should have maybe been investing.
Welcome to So Money, everybody. I'm your host, Farnoosh Torabi. I have been dying to release this interview. Queen Latifah made her first big splash onto the music scene at age 19 with the release of her hit rap single, Ladies First. For the next three decades, she would go on to build a multifaceted and dynamic career as a musician, actress, producer, philanthropist, and blazing a trail for other Black female artists. Now, in our conversation, Queen shared some of the financial lessons experienced while growing up, which you just heard, as well as building her business. And she's got some ideas on how we can promote more equality in the workplace and help close the racial wealth gap. Here is Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah, welcome to So Money. It's such an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, just want to say before we get started, I want Queen Latifah every day, all day. I really miss your talk show. Those were the days.
I know. We missed that joy in the middle of the day, huh?
It was nice. It was a nice departure, but it's nice to have you here. I know you have so much on your plate, and I want to just dive right into the Queen Collective. This is an outstanding program in its second year. Very exciting. A joint partnership between you, Tribeca Studios, Procter & Gamble, giving women of color in film the opportunity to tell authentic stories from their viewpoints. Tell us how this opportunity first came into play. This is awesome.
Well, we were doing, there was a big women's summit in Manhattan, and Mark Pritchard and I both sat on the panel. And when it was all over, it was a huge success. A lot of really, really important people and just, of course, regular people. But when it was all over, Mark and I looked at each other and I was like, man, Mark, we got to do something. And he was like, you're right. You know, we have to do something together. And so we decided to, we came to him with this idea of the Queen Collective, where we would give an opportunity to a female director to have her film made, financed, and have her story told. Because the problem is that only 10% of the commercials that you see are directed by women. Less 10% or less of the media you see is directed by women. And it's really important that, you know, Mark felt very strongly about, we want to see that they wanted to see 100%, and we want to see 100% of women and girls portrayed accurately. And it's going to be impossible to do that if you don't have women telling the story, if you don't have women behind that camera, if you don't have women as part of that crew, if you don't have women as producers, to make sure, you know, I'm sure we've all watched some commercial along the way or some movie and we're like, huh? It just seems so far-fetched that it would ever even make it that far, you know? But when there's not a woman behind that lens, you know, to say, hang on, let me do this, let's do that, let's change this now, that feels real, you know? Then you know what the difference is. So we partnered with Tribeca. Of course, we partnered with Procter & Gamble, and we partnered with Tribeca, who has a long history of supporting women directors and has a huge amount of treatments that people were able to submit, and they have curated. So we were able to tap into their sort of machine, if you will, over there. And they have supplied not just treatments and not just stories to tell, but also the mentorship that comes along with it. So you get to make your movie, have it paid for, have it supported, and have be mentored every step of the way. That's something that is so important. And then to have it distributed.
Access to money is often so much of the hurdle, but then when you're talking about women, especially women of color, you're chasing money in the context of racism and sexism, right? And so where do you even begin to fight that fight? Do you attack the racism first, the sexism, and then go for the money? Like, how did you do it? And what, in terms of mentorship, how are you mentoring these startup filmmakers, these female filmmakers?
I don't think we have the luxury of attacking things one at a time.
Yeah.
Not when it's hitting you all the time. And I think you start in the mirror. You have to start with yourself. I think you have to start with some self-examination and to make sure and to see what's affected you and what's affected your view of things. You know, how do you look at your fellow coworkers? How do you look at women? How do you see yourself as a woman? You know, where do you feel your power has been snuffed out or taken away in certain ways? Where have you seen your advancement be stunted? And how can you make change there? And how can you connect with other people who have been through what you've been through, perhaps, and coalesce and create more of a movement and not be alone in it? And so for me, from the moment I made the record Ladies First, it wasn't about telling guys, I don't like the way you're talking to me, which was true. But it was, I said, let me look at us first. Look, if we're standing next to each other, they have no choice but to treat us the way we're supposed to be treated. It's always about let's connect with each other. We're stronger in numbers. When we stand up for ourselves, when we connect with each other, the system is going to have to change, you know, at some point. So we've seen the numbers behind what happens when you hire a female director. See the diversity that occurs in the hiring practices behind the lens. And so one person can make a big difference. I can attest to that, being a person who's gotten to the point in her career where she could decide who was hired and not. I made sure that anyone producing a film for me actively sought a diverse group of people. But if I did not make sure that it was done, then the same people would have been hired again and again and again. And I would have looked out past that camera and seen a bunch of people who did not look like the America I know, which is very diverse, you know? So I think we can do it one step at a time, but this is one way to do it. Whatever you can affect to change it, you have to do something.
It was NYC Women Filmmakers that put out a quote this week that said, film and media is one of the most powerful ways the country can disseminate white supremacy to the world. We often forget the power of film and media. We consider it entertainment, but it's much more than that. It's a tool to fight systemic problems.
And it's a tool to promote them, you know? So we have to realize that, you can use that same, you can use media to promote those terrible ideas. You know, you say, hey, somebody robbed me today, but then you put up a picture of the person who did not rob you, and you show that they're a person of color, then you, if your volume is down, you think, oh, a robbery happened. Oh, that guy did it. See, that's the ways that things, you know, kind of seep into your brain in the wrong ways. But me as a person of color would make sure that story was not told that way. If I was the one producing that segment of the news, I would make sure that it did not happen that way, that it was told more accurately, you know? And so when as a young female rapper traveling the world and seeing how we were portrayed around the world and how rap was portrayed, I felt like I always had to explain to reporters from different countries what our experience is like. And I had to make sure that I was me, you know, a young, articulate woman from Newark, New Jersey, who was intelligent and had no problem explaining my position. But it felt like I had to speak for everyone because the media had us looking crazy around the world, you know. So when you have an opportunity to give a young woman, or not even a young woman, a woman of color, or a woman, period, an opportunity to tell her story, she can tell it in a more accurate way and a more real way. And she's probably going to tell a story that would not be told if she weren't in that position. And that's what we've done with the Queen Collective this year. For our second year, we have Tangled Roots, which tells the story of a legislator trying to introduce legislation against hair discrimination. She's a legislator, she's a mother, and she's someone who wants to make sure that her daughter feels positive and strong and happy about her image, but that's not torn down at the workplace, that she has to change her hair to perform her job or be discriminated against for that. And we tell the story of, and we have our second film, which is called Gloves Off, which tells the story of a young Black female police officer who really wants to be a professional boxer, and the discrimination she's encountered, and how growing up and even seeing things like brutality in her neighborhood made her want to become a part of the solution. And how timely this is. And this was shot way before what's happening right now. But I think it's important that we see these two stories, having rewatched them again, they're even more relevant now because you get to see what the challenges are of introducing a bill in your state house, which is mostly white men, and how difficult it is to even get them to hear something that is important to you and is affecting you. And it's a glimpse into our political process as well, which is perfect that people see right now and see how important it is for them to be involved in our political process. You know what I mean? From someone who comes from the community. So I think these are really powerful stories that we're going to show on BET on the 13th.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. The weather's getting warmer as I record. It's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So, finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and, fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on Quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com/sewmoney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/sewmoney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/sewmoney.
Yeah, so just to amplify that, BET Networks, June 13th, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's when Gloves Off and Tangled Roots will be premiering. Very exciting. Queen, I'd love to explore a little bit about your background. This show is about money. I know you like to talk about money. You're not shy when you talk about
my house.
Beautiful and house.
And this is some whiskey and there's some brandy.
Yes.
So this is
so money. So first question, let's talk about wealth. I'm running this episode. Coincidentally, it's on this show. We're doing Black Wealth Matters, a series where I want to really amplify the stories of Black individuals who have exhibited financial and career success. How did they do it? What were the challenges? What were the things that they wish they had known? First question I'd love to, you know, hear you talk about is your relationship with money. What does wealth mean to you as your career has changed or evolved over time? I'm just curious. I know you told Forbes that, you know, checks will come, but you need to focus on work that is worth it, meaning that it's worth the time. So when you think about your personal wealth, how would you define that? What is the pursuit?
Oh my God, that is such a big question.
Yes, and we have 60 seconds. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so, I think wealth number one starts with, for me, my idea of what family and friends are. So my wealth is emotional wealth, and family wealth is important to me in that sense. Financial wealth then springs from that. What can I do to enhance the lives of my family, my friends? And, you know, I think it's important to get for young people to receive an education about how finance works. For my family, it was about my mom. I remember my bank book and my mom opening a savings account for my brother and I as kids. And we got to put a little bit in that bank book and look at what was in our savings account. And then you grow up and you realize, wait, that's not the account that we should have had this money in. You know, we should have had it in a different account that was earning interest, or we should have maybe been investing, but we didn't know. And so I think financial literacy is really important for creating Black wealth. I think for us to understand the power of our dollar and to make sure companies respect our spending and respect our dollar and reinvest in us is very important as well, because that way the money keeps going around. And I think, you know, just kind of having a plan in terms of what your goals are and what you would like to accomplish. You know, I feel like some of the greed that we see and the reason we can't spread the wealth out a bit is because there's no out for a lot of the people who are making a lot of money. There's no enough. There's no goal. The goal is to keep making money and making money, but that's like a hamster on a wheel. You know what I mean? There has to be some end game that you say, okay, what do I need to make sure my family is good, to make sure I'm good, that my community's good, or the things that I want to invest in life, or, you know, I can always support this organization or that. If those are the goals that you have for your life, then those are the things that you can work towards. And then you say, okay, I'm at this age, I want to kind of just hang out and not have to work. Well, then now you got a goal. You got something to work towards. But if you just like working to work, I'm not with that. You know what I mean? That's just me. I'm only speaking for myself, but I don't want to work just to work. And, you know, I want my work to be worth it. Yes, because I'm putting my life's energy into this. And I want the time that I spend away from my family and my friends to be worth it. I want to be doing a job that fulfills me, makes me feel happy, that even when the hours are long and I'm exhausted, I leave there like, yeah, that was a good day's work. You know what I mean? And I like that feeling, you know? So I think it's important for people to make sure they're in careers, or they're going for careers or creating careers that they feel good about, you know, that are worth the time that they are spending. So they're not wearing it like this, you know, they're wearing it like this, you know. Those are just a few of the things. And you gotta kind of watch the money. Unfortunately, I started making money at a young age. At 17.
What was your first job? What was your first job?
Well, my first job was at Burger King at 15. I made minimum wage. but I was excited to see that first check. My first check was for like $87 and some change. And it meant that I got to like spend some money, but also give my mom some money, contribute to the household. You know, it was cool. 15 is great for a first job.
Sure. It's a lot of burgers.
You know, and I was the one flipping them. I wasn't on the register. I was flipping burgers.
Yeah.
So my second job was at a record store called The Wiz, and I was selling my own record. Like, it was vinyl at that time. And I was 7 years old when my first single came out. And people would come in the store and ask for my record. And it was like, you know, that's me, right? It would be funny, you know? And they're like, huh, this is you? And I'm like, yeah, you want me to sign it for you? It was kind of a joke. I'm 17, you know? And then I started college at BMCC, Borough Manhattan Community College. And then I left school. I left because I was like, these records are starting to play on the radio, and I'm starting to get shows offers, and I need to really focus my attention on this career, this rap career, and I'm gonna put everything I have into it. So I had a conversation with my mom. I said, Mom, Mom, I want to take a year off from college and I'm going to put 100% into this career, this rap thing. And if it doesn't work, I promise you, I'll go back to school.
That must have been was that a tough conversation? Because a lot of parents want to see their kids just stick with college. They're not as risk, you know, taking as their children may be.
Well, it was not as tough a conversation because my mother knew me. You know, my mother knows her kids and she's always seen, she's watched this develop in me. She introduced me to the DJ who would become my producer, as a matter of fact, because my mother was a high school teacher. And a class advisor show. So when they had like fundraisers, she hired the DJs for the party, you know, and that DJ went on to be my first producer. And so I think my mother was just in touch with the pulse of the youth and what was going on. And she encouraged and supported, you know, the youth and my partner, Shaquem. He was one of her students as well. So she got what was happening. She saw this thing happening, probably the way rock and roll happened, you know, in her day, or folk music, or, you know, the Beatles, or, you know, the Jacksons or something. You know, she saw what was happening. And so she agreed. She said, okay, you know, I'll let you get this year off. But, you know, you had to go to college in my house or at work. You weren't just going to hang out. There was no chilling. You know, we're either going to school, we're working, we're doing something. So, and I took that year off and I never looked back, actually. Everything became a success. We opened up our own management company. We managed some of the top gold and platinum acts of our time. And my mother was there every step of the way with that, you know. And she was the one who actually opened up my first account with Merrill Lynch. She opened up accounts for my partner and I both and was like, oh, no, we need to make sure your money is over here. So, again,
yes.
She helped us out.
How did you know who to trust? How did you know which advice to take? So much of, especially in your business, in your industry, there's a lot of people that fall victim, right, to scams and mismanagement of money and bad deals. And how did you stay above that?
I didn't stay above that. We went through that. Mm. You know what I mean? We went through that. We didn't get an education in rap. And we didn't, you know, we were learning on the job. This was on the job training for us. We had some mentors around the business who helped us out with a lot of things. But yeah, I had to fire my first accountant because, you know, I went to meet with them and there was no money in the bank. You know, it was like all of these checks had been written out to this and that and everything. And they were signing these things and I had no money. So needless to say, I fired that guy and that company. And it took a minute to find the right person. And so I eventually found a great accountant and an honest person who just had some character and smarts. And we've been together for years. I was very fortunate to finally, you know, find someone. And I actually found it through one of our artists that we represented, as well as my attorney. I found him through one of our artists that we represented. So, you know, we took some bumps and bruises, and I've taken bumps and bruises through the years trying to manage things and learning I had to sign all my own checks and not leave things in other people's hands because they get away from you. And you realize you're working, but you're not like watching where everything is going, you know, and it can get away from you. So, you know, you just have to pay attention to it. You know, you have to pay attention to it and
fire fast. fast.
Quick and move on. Find somebody find somebody with some character because it's hard to find, but hopefully if that's what the goal is, you know, you hold on to them.
Queen Latifah, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the Queen Collective. We wish you and the artists so much continued success and be safe out there.
Yes. And let us know what you think about it and join us, actually support us. We want to get some more female directors out there. So feel free to, I'm calling on all of the business community, yes, join us and support the Queen Collective.
Once again, make sure to check out the Queen Collective films. And thanks again to Queen Latifah for spending some time with us. And I hope your day is so money.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15.